In today's podcast, we discuss doing what we can versus doing what we should. Hey there. Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So have you ever heard a wise friend or counselor say to you, "I wouldn't do that if I were you," or "I don't think that's a good idea"? Now, those words operate as a note of caution as we maybe consider stepping in a new direction, and we too would be wise to heed them, right? Those words are often shared in relation to something that may not be a clear wrong move, but maybe more of one of those gray areas, or one that would maybe could be justifiable, but a wiser friend would recommend choosing another option. The key here being wisdom, and not so much morality. That which is morally right and wrong is spelled out in many cases clearly in God's word, and in others can be discerned through deeper interpretation and absolute guidance by God's Spirit. But wisdom is so necessary when it comes to those places of the gray. Paul addresses our response to many of these places when he said in 1 Corinthians 6:12, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything." Now, Paul is not making a case that Christians can do anything that they feel like doing or that they want to do without having a sense that they have transgressed. In Paul's often stated phrase, "by no means," but what he is saying is directed to those who are really adept at building a case for their personal freedom, which they would say gives them the right to do as they please, because they may not be, there may not be a law against it or a law that they must keep referencing it. This is especially apropos for us today as things continue to progress and laws become more and more lax, including laws that may have actually related to some moral issues, like in Vegas with prostitution, or in general as drugs become legal in more and more states. He says, okay, let's not make this about legality, right? Don't let what is lawful be your guide. But he also says, don't let your freedom be your master. Because you are free to do something doesn't make it not only wise, but also not even right. He gives us a couple of thoughts to put in our pipe and smoke. Number one, is the thing that you want to make a case for actually helpful? Like net, when all things are said and done, will it draw you closer to God? Will it help you love him or love others better? Will it help you grow in Christ-likeness? Or does it partner with the things that actually work in the opposite direction? That's the filter for what is helpful or not. Now, if God's word doesn't give you direct counsel as it relates to things like sobriety or sexual immorality, like the things that Paul mentions in subsequent verses, the question is, are they helping you or others follow Jesus? So question two, is it seeking to master you? Like, this one is one that is, I believe, best answered in community. I find it is hard to discern in isolation, especially if you've been enjoying whatever the thing in question already is, because you most likely have already built a case in your mind that works to justify the thing, because that's probably why you started doing it. If you truly determine to not be mastered by a thing, partner with some folks to help you examine your metaphorical wrists and ankles here to give you insight into your freedom or your mastery. You are free, but can also so easily become a slave to your freedom and unintentionally find a new master before you know it. We need to worry a lot less about whether or not we can and lean into the Spirit and seek God for whether or not we should. Let's start that work together right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. that points us in the direction of you and your heart and your direction for showing us what is good, what is right. Lord God, we desire to do the right thing, Lord God. And we know we can't in every scenario. And we lean into your grace that covers us in all situations. But Lord God, we ask for your spirit to lead and guide us when we go astray. To lead us when we would build a case in our heart that convinces us that something that's not wise would be wise. Lord God, lead us into the wisdom of your ways. Show us what is helpful. Show us what freedom truly is, Lord God. We desire no master but you. And we desire that all things that we do, everything that we pour ourselves into, would be for your glory and for the good of your people. Help us to be a blessing to you and a blessing to others. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, I want to encourage you right now to go be about whatever it is that you believe God is calling you to. Not just what you can do, but what you should do. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.